Office Wife。The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Here is Stella Bronson to commence another chapter of Office Wife.
Yesterday, Miles Hendricks, one of the firm's senior executives, gave me a lecture about being a little too obvious with my boss. I didn't like it much at first, but it all blew over. Actually, Miles is rather kind. But what do you think happened soon after? They called an important conference for tomorrow, originally for 4 o'clock in the afternoon. This meant that Jeff and I had to compile a great mass of figures and a report. Well, trying to do the right thing, I brought all the relevant files home with me tonight to get them ready and make it easier for Jeff tomorrow. But only 10 minutes ago, he rang to say the conference is at 10 in the morning. And where were the files? Because he wanted to work on them tonight. Oh, these files are right here with me. And Jeffrey is coming to get them. He thinks he's taking them back to the office. Here he is now. Hello, Jeff. You weren't long. Come on in.
Oh, thanks. Well, I'm terribly sorry to come butting in at this hour, Stella. But there was nothing I could do about it.
I don't mind the least bit. You should know that. Let me close the door.
Well, I suppose I may as well grab the stuff and hurry back to the office. Hey, you have a nice flat here. I like it.
So do I. Jeff, there's a lot more work to be done on that report than I expected. We could do it in half the time between us.
No, really. It's nearly 9 o'clock. Thanks just the same, Stella, but I'll be able to manage by myself.
It'll take you till 3 o'clock in the morning, you know. That's if you don't strike any snags.
Oh, can't be helped.
Jeff! Why go back to the office at all?
Well, hang it, Stella.
We could tackle it here together and clean it up in no time. I've every single file we need. There's a portable typewriter, and I've tons and tons of stationery. It's silly to go back by yourself and freeze over a radiator.
Well, no, I think I'd better push off.
You know, sometimes, Jeff Pilgrim, you're positively childish. Don't you remember what I said to you after that argument we had yesterday?
Yes, but what with one thing and another?
Now, don't be silly. For you to go back to that chilly office and work all hours of the night is just downright absurd. Come along, do as you're told for once. Give me your overcoat. Now, you go and get things started in the living room, and I'll put on some coffee.
Oh, all right, then. I suppose it is the only sensible thing to do, isn't it?
Of course it is. Make yourself at home. I won't be 2 minutes.
Darling.
Oh, that's funny. He's not at home. Oh, but my note's gone. He must have been here. I wonder where he is. Oh, bingo. Maybe this is Jeff. Hello, darling. Where are the... Who? Oh, yes, Mr. Puller. No, he's not at home. I thought he was here ringing. Well, I know it's silly, but I don't know where he is. No, I haven't a clue. Can I give him a message for you? Oh, about the conference report. Oh, well, he's probably gone back to the office to work on it. Yes, try the office. Good night. Oh, tell him not to work too late. Goodbye. Poor darling. I wasn't even home to give him a decent dinner. I wonder if he made himself any of his revolting egg hash. Oh, good heavens, he certainly did. And sandwiches. Oh, Jeff, darling, you need some lessons in housekeeping. What a mess.
Now, who is it this time?
Hello? Yes, Mr. Puller. He's not. Are you sure? Yes, but if he has to get all those figures ready by the morning, he must be working on them tonight somewhere. Maybe he didn't connect the switchboard to his phone. Well, are you sure you gave him time to answer? It's only a minute since you rang me, you know. Oh, yes, I suppose so. All right, Mr. Puller. Yes, I'll ask him to ring you when he comes in, if it's not too late. Good night. Where is he? Where in the world could he have gone? The sooner husbands and wives get walkie-talkie radios, the better I like it.
Hello, Marcia. You're the last person I expected to come knocking at my door. Come in.
Is Jeff here with you, Harry?
Jeff? Well, no, should he be? Look, then let's stand here. Come on in. Oh, what's the matter? Have you lost him?
Well, not exactly. But I'd very much like to know where he's got to.
Come along, Angel. Tell me all. And don't look so horribly downhearted. Didn't he come home at all tonight?
Well, I'll tell you. Melody Parsons is having a baby, you know. So I went over to give her a hand with some things and left a note for Jeff saying I'd be late home. Well, he must have come in tonight.
Well, hang it, Marcia. The chap's probably gone down to the local pictures or something.
No, listen. There's a big conference tomorrow morning. And Jeff has to get a lot of figures ready for it. Benny Puller's been on the office phone twice trying to get Jeff, but there's no answer. Where can he possibly be?
Sure, I don't know where he could have got to. Why worry? Oh, I tell you what. He's probably at the office, but he hasn't connected his phone.
I thought of that. But I let it ring and ring. Gave him tons of time to run downstairs and answer at the switchboard.
Oh, I see. Well, you've your car here, haven't you?
Yes, of course.
Well, if you like, you can run me into town and we'll go to the office ourselves. I have a key to our own main door and the watchman will let me into the building.
Oh, it's awfully good of you, Harry. Would you mind?
Not at all. But quite frankly, Marcia, we're going to look less than dignified if he is there.
Why?
Well, running all over the place for a missing husband. Isn't it just a little bit silly?
But I want to know where he is.
Yes, but it's not as though he's been gone for a week, is it? You know he's working. You know he'll be home sometime tonight. Let's just relax, pet. I'll tell you what. Do you like drumbouille?
I haven't tasted any for years.
Well, you're going to taste some tonight. Come along, sit by the fire for half an hour and then run off home. Jeff will turn up, and you can make him get your breakfast in the morning as a penalty. How's that?
Wouldn't it be funny if Jeff rang Melody Parsons and found I'd gone? Then went home and started wondering where I was.
No, it's possible. He might even be terse with you for spending the evening in his best friend's flat. Unless, of course, he was somewhere he shouldn't be himself.
Now, what's that supposed to mean?
Oh, just one of my little jokes, pet. Come along, let's tackle that drumbouille. Now, you squat there by the fire, and I'll go get a brace of glasses and a bottle. I'll lay you 10 to 1. I know where he is.
How's the time, Jeff?
11:25. How are we going?
Oh, I think we've broken its back. Now, wasn't this better than struggling with all that massive stuff by yourself?
Much. Miss Bronson, you are an angel. I think we might knock off now. We can get the girls on the IBM machines to tabulate these for us in the morning, and then I'll walk into the conference, cool, calm, and collected, and with large charts of immaculate figures. Thanks very, very much for your help, Secretary.
Thanks for yours, boss. How about some supper? Just toast and tea?
No, well, I really should be toddling, you know.
It's too late in the evening to start getting difficult, Jeff Pilgrim. I've slaved all night for you, so you can jolly well keep me company while I eat supper. Is it a deal?
Righto, then.
You know, I think you do look at me as just another adding machine.
No, I don't know.
Now move over. Get me some fire. Feet are cold. Jeff?
What?
I wish Benny Puller would do this to us more often. Don't you?
Do what to us?
Make us work late. It's been fun tonight.
Look, Stella, I don't think I'll wait for that tea and toast after all.
Oh, no, don't go yet.
Yes. Where's my coat?
Oh, hang it. Who the devil's ringing at this hour?
You know, that's what people in radio plays always say, and I always want to scream out, answer the darn thing, and you will know.
Right, I shall. Hello?
Oh, it's Harry Palmer here, Stella. Put Jeff on, will you?
Why, of course. Wait, Don Palmer. How did you know he was here?
I didn't. I only guessed. Let me speak to him. That's a good girl. It's quite important.
Harry Palmer, Jeff. For you.
Good Lord, I don't like the sound of this. Thanks. Yes, Harry?
Look, Jeff, be very careful. Watch yourself when you get home.
Well, why? What's up?
Master's in the very devil of a flap. She's been ringing half the phones in town trying to locate you.
Oh, the devil. How do you know?
She came down to see me because Paula's been after you all night. She's pretty bound off, little boy.
Oh. Well, thanks for ringing. I've been doping out stuff for that conference tomorrow.
Yes. Well, take a tip. Whatever you do, don't tell Marcia where you've been. Not until she cools off, anyway. That's the end of your life.
But of course I'll tell her. Why shouldn't I tell her?
Please yourself. But I'll say it again. Don't tell her. Don't tell Marcia where you've been tonight.
Oh, what rotten luck. If only Puller hadn't wanted me. Oh, confound it. I'm not going to tell Marcia lies. Why shouldn't I work in Stella's place? Marcia could have come over too. Oh, what utterly detestable luck. Now I've only about 10 minutes to decide what I'm going to say. Shall I tell her? Or shan't I? Shall I tell my wife the truth? Or shall I start telling lies? Oh, I'm hanged if I know what's best.
We invite you to listen again to further chapters of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.